operation for control. Is fear. So, the mind separates itself from everything and everyone. Separating oneself. Well, that's motivated by fear to begin with. It also engenders more fear because one feels alone and isolated. And from that perspective, the mind looks around at the world. It begins to see every circumstance as potentially threatening. There's some possibility that things won't work out well here for me. It says, well, I've got to do whatever it takes to control how this works out. Pretty much sums up the view and activity of the mind. This is as good as it gets. And that, going back to our conversation about emotion, that's where the dam building comes from. Because the mind, in the presence of emotion, feels threatened. Oh, this is a strong energy here, it's going to be out of my control, I'm not sure where this is going, something bad might happen. Like if I express my anger, for example, we're talking about that. It's true of all the emotions. But of course, as you said, to control people and circumstances, and the natural world around you, is doomed to failure. To say that the world isn't really interested in doing your bidding. It's not interested in giving you what you want. It is interested in giving you what you need, though. And so it will produce circumstances and the lessons that you need. For your learning and growth. And to free yourself. If you say, well, who really is in control? I might answer that and say, just to say, the world is in control.
As us being part of the world?
Of course. Whether we like it or recognize it or not. Well, we are part of the world, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
But the world is in control. And, you know, if we stop to look at it, it's demonstrated over and over and over again. Isn't it true? Are our constant efforts to control everything successful? No, I'm hearing answers.
Totally successful.
Totally successful?
Totally successful.
No. Okay, you can leave now because you're a master of the universe.
Sitting next to you.
I'm joking.
So the thing is, when you just take the evidence of your own experience about that, in a way you can really start to relax and say, you know, things are going to work out the way the world wants them to work out. Maybe that's not such a bad deal. Because if you look at the world, let's say just look at the natural world, you see how the world works it out. Everybody's advantage. You know, the trees and the animals and the soil and the rain and everything all work in a way to benefit each other. And the whole thing just rolls along very nicely. So, why don't we join that party? are part of it anyways. So in that way, you begin to, let's say, you begin to, instead of saying, what do I need to do here to see that my agenda is carried out, which is the control thing, you begin to say, what wants to happen here? What is happening here? Where is this whole thing moving? And how do I move with it so that it carries me along?
But isn't that also like open to interpretation? Or?
Well, huh?
You're alone.
Yes, the mind is always interpreting everything.
Yeah, I mean, there seems like there's...
But the thing is that what I'm talking about is not a capacity of the mind. The mind can't figure this stuff out. But fortunately, we all have a heart. And the heart feels and knows and senses, you can say intuits or whatever way you want to say it. The heart has an entirely different kind of intelligence. The mind isn't even remotely close. You've heard me use this example before, but I'm going to use it again. So, if you think about what's going on in your body right now, okay, disregarding what's happening in everybody else's body and what the wind is up to and what the earth and the, so on and so forth, other animals and plants and the spirits that we can't see and the ancestors and it goes on and on. Let's just focus down on what's going on inside your body right now. You've got all of these different organs. We're doing these fantastic things. And beyond that, you have millions and millions, some people say billions, some people even say trillions, of individual cells. All of which have their own life and their own activity. You know, they're breathing, they're burning fuel, making energy, doing all their various things. And you know, your heart is beating, and your liver is doing all of its things. And you have at least billions of individual, let's call them beings. That's part of your body. They're all doing their thing. And the miraculous thing is that they're all working together to produce the miracle that you are alive right now. Amazing thing is that all this is going on without any thinking whatsoever. Zero. But there is a much bigger capacity that is not only aware of all this, but you could say coordinating it so it all works together. And of course, you can't. Eventually you have to include, you know, this huge interaction with the outside world, because you've got to breathe, you've got to eat, you've got to poop on that, all these different things. But it's like all this stuff is going on with no mental activity whatsoever. Your mind can't even conceive of what a billion is, let alone be in control of all those activities and have them work out not only inside of you, but in relationship to everything else around you, to produce this miraculous thing called life. So, I'm using this example to point to a capacity that is much huger than the capacity of the mind. It's undeniably there. So if you had to think about, even if you're just one organ, you know, your liver or something, and trying to figure out what it needs to be doing now and how it needs to relate to the stomach and the colon and the various glands and blah, blah, blah. Forget it. You'd be dead a long time ago. And that capacity is the capacity I'm talking about, is heart. And it is knowing itself. So our hearts have that capacity to know, or say sense, or feel. Feel is probably the best word. Okay, where is everything moving right now? Where is it going? What is the world producing here for everybody's benefit? And so when you start looking at it that way, your interest in control starts to diminish. Because you know that I don't have to control all this. And not only that, I can't. But something is making all this work out. So where is it going? And how do I let it move me?